Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 144, verses 12 through 15. Psalm 144, 12 through 15. David continues in this psalm and he says, "May our sons in their youth be like plants full grown, our daughters like corner pillars cut for the structure of a palace. May our granaries be full, providing all kinds of produce. May our sheep bring forth thousands and ten thousands in our fields. May our cattle be heavy with young, suffering no mishap or failure in bearing. May there be no cry of distress in our streets. Blessed are the people to whom such blessings fall. Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord." Now, what I want to deal with today is not a hard subject, but a tricky one in one sense, because these biblical truths that I'm going to share with you have been abused and twisted. But I don't want you, because of the false teachers who twist and abuse them, I don't want you to miss out on the fact that there is some promises of God. God did promise blessings in this life for those who trust and obey him. All through the scriptures, we see this. I could take days and show you the many passages that show the truth that God promises blessings in this life for those who trust him and obey him. Listen to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 6 through 10. He said, "So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks and water, of fountains and springs flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you'll eat bread without scarcity, in which you'll lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you can dig copper, and you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you." Over in Psalm chapter 1, look at verses 1 through 3. "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers." Listen to Psalm chapter 34, verses 8 through 14. "O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. O fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no lack. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, O children, listen to me. I'll teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is there who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous and his ears are toward their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, and to cut off the memory of them from the earth." Listen into Psalm 112. Verses 1 through 10. "Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. His offspring will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Light dawns in the darkness for the upright. He's gracious and merciful and righteous. It's well with the man who deals generously and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. For the righteous will never be moved. He'll be remembered forever. He's not afraid of bad news. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. His heart is steady. He will not be afraid until he looks in triumph on his adversaries. He's distributed freely. He's given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn is exalted in honor. Now the wicked man sees it and is angry. He gnashes his teeth and melts away. The desire of the wicked will perish." I could show you so much more. There are passages all through the scriptures where God has promised blessings in this life to those who trust him and obey him. Now, the danger is, and Paul talks about that in Timothy when he writes, "Watch out for those who promise that godliness is a means to financial gain." He said, "We came into the world with nothing and we're going to leave with nothing. We should be content with what we have." But God has promised, if you listen to his word and you trust him and you do what he says, he will bless you. You will have peace. You will have joy. You will have no lack. The Bible doesn't say that you'll never be sick. Jesus in John chapter 16, verse 33 said, "In this world, you will have trouble. You will have tribulation." But that doesn't mean that God won't take care of you and he won't provide for you. God is a generous God and a good God. And so learn to balance trusting in him that he'll meet all of your needs with the danger of falling into a desire and a love of money, which is the root of all evil. Let the balance of scripture guide you, not one or the other extreme. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.